That was a school-wide announcement we heard this morning at Brookline High School, where some students were taking the MCAS today.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember that?
We forgot that we were in a high school.
Right.
We don't know.
That was Radio Boston producer Emery Sievertson you heard there. She and I were in the school's dance studio for a master class that was being taught by the other voice you just heard, Kirvin Douthit Boyd, Dorchester native and acclaimed dancer with the Alvin Ailey Company.
Okay, here goes nothing.
It's morning, and Douthit Boyd is mostly warmed up. He's lithe, muscular, flexible, and accommodating when I ask if we can see one of his signature moves.
I just did 6 pirouettes. I don't know how, but I went around 6 times. That just happened. Okay.
And he did it effortlessly. While he says he doesn't know how it happened, we do. Years of hard work. Kirvin Douthit Boyd is just 30 years old. He's been with the Alvin Ailey Dance Company for 11 years, but his love of dance started young. His artistically inclined family enrolled him in dance classes at the age of 5, which Douthit Boyd says was fun, but dance didn't become a calling until he turned 13 and saw his first live performance of the Alvin Ailey Dance Company.
The curtain opened and it was just like being transported to some other world. To be able to relate to what's going up on the stage, especially at that age, like you kind of feel like you see yourself up there, you know what I mean? And I was just so hungry for dance once I saw that initial performance of the company.
That same year, Douthit Boyd enrolled at the newly opened Boston Arts Academy. The following year, he joined Boston Youth Moves, a pre-professional dance program which he says took his dancing to a new level.
It's a smaller knit group of dancers, and you know, everyone there really thought that I would be able to do this way before I even imagined that. So that's always been something that has really stuck with me. And really, in terms of why I want to be so successful in this field is because of them. It was just such a special time in my life.
When Douthit Boyd turned 19, this hardworking, talented young dancer got his chance to audition for the Alvin Ailey Dance Company. He made it into the company's junior program. Just 6 years after seeing that first Ailey performance that changed his life, Douthit Boyd had become an official member of one of the world's most famous dance companies.
There was always something very special about Ailey dancers. They were technical, you know, artistically they were genius at that, and it was the most amazing thing to see dancers who didn't have to decide what kind of dancer they wanted to be, you know, because they could do ballet, they could do jazz, they could do modern, they could do it all, and that to me is what makes Ailey so special.
Now, you said that your family had always been very active, mm-hmm. and active sort of physically and in the arts.
Uh-huh.
But what was their reaction when you said, "I want to become a professional dancer"?
I'm so blessed because they've always been very supportive. You know, they've wanted specific things as far as my education and my journey in this was all concerned. But once this all started happening for me, like, you know, they couldn't deny the fact that it was an amazing opportunity. You know, here's this kid that at, you know, 13, 14 is like, "I want to do that." And by the time I was 19, I was in this company. So it's, What can we do? He's making something of himself, or at least trying.
Okay, so you just did something that I love. I love it when people who are extremely talented yet really humble do, because you just jump from, I was 13 when I first saw them, and I knew I wanted to join the company, and then at 19 I did. Obviously, there were years of hard work.
No, of course. I mean, you know, I always say that there were 24 hours of in a day, and I wanted to dance 25 of them. So that was always something that I felt like, I'm going to make this happen for myself.
Yeah, wow. Now, before you actually did get in as a full-fledged member of the company, was there ever a time where you sort of felt your resolve waver, or you thought, like, maybe this isn't going the way that you wanted to?
Yeah, I mean, there are still those moments, you know. It's really a part of the process, really, in terms of being an artist, I feel. I mean, I'm never satisfied with my work. And that is a good thing because I'm always working towards it. So even if people think that it's good, I'm always the first to be like, oh, thanks, but I don't know, you have to stay humble, really, because once you feel like, oh, I've done that, then it's like, you know, you've actually stopped your growth, because there's always something to learn. So I really feel strong about that.
Yeah. You've been with Ailey for 11 years?
Yeah, this is my 11th year.
What has it done for you as a dancer?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's so interesting because even when I got in, I still didn't feel like I was good enough. So I was still hungry for as much information as I could in order to do this well. And I've done way more in this company than I ever imagined that I would. Like, to be here this time, to have accomplished all that I have, to have seen as many places as I have, to have met as many people as I have, to working with all of the different choreographers. I was sitting down there just the other day, just for fun, writing out a list of all the works that I've done, and it's extensive, and it's just been such an amazing journey, and I couldn't be more grateful or proud of this moment in my life.
Yeah. It's so interesting because at the same moment, when you know, you're kind of still headed towards the heights of your powers as a dancer, you've decided to leave Ailey.
Yeah, I feel like it's time. I think that I've always felt like I wanted to leave on a high note. You know, I didn't know what my path would be as in terms of, like I said, what I would be able to accomplish at Ailey. But, you know, the fact that I have done as much as I have and people still want to see me, like, that's what I want them to remember. That's what I want audiences to remember. I don't want them to remember me dragging myself off of the stage or, you know, I mean, it happens. You know, you never want to be whisked away. Not that I feel that I'm very far from that, but It makes more sense for me and where I am in my life now to leave this at this capacity and to go and learn how to do something else and be really great at that, and then maybe go back to Ailey years and years from now at some other capacity. You know, I feel like I'm always going to have a connection with that company because it is what made me want to be good.
So where does a dancer at the height of his powers go from there? Boston dance lovers are right to hope that Kirvin Douthit Boyd might come back home. But that's not the case. In fact, Douthit Boyd is ending his professional dance career entirely in July. He's becoming co-director of an after-school youth arts program in St. Louis, one very much like the Boston Youth Moves program that helped propel Douthit Boyd into the Alvin Ailey Dance Company.
Feels like a really big change.
It will be a really big change, but I've been given so much, and I feel like I want to give that same generosity to the next generation of dancers, and I'm like really excited about it. But of course, I'm gonna miss the curtain opening and people being there and being, you know, out there with all of my friends, and I feel good about what we're going there to do. So I'm confident that even though I'm going to miss all of those things, I'm going to be fulfilled.
Yeah. You know, every time you come here with Ailey to Boston, I mean, you get such passionate and enthusiastic applause when you take the stage because, you know, people here, hometown, they love what you do. And yet, you know, in this next chapter of your life, it's going to be in St. Louis, mm-hmm. and not in Boston. And I think I read it's because you said there wasn't really a sort of a next opportunity here for you.
Yeah, like I said, we've been developing this relationship, but yeah, there wasn't the same kind of opportunity for me here in Boston, and you know, that's okay. You know, but I feel like the art of dance might be struggling a little bit, but if things were expanding, then maybe there would be room for me. But at right now, at this point in time, when I'm feeling like it's time for me to transition into something else, there isn't another platform for me here in Boston.
So, you know, our conversation so far has been kind of all in the head. And I want to kind of move it into the heart and the body a little bit. And just, I hope this doesn't sound like a dumb question, but when you're actually on stage and dancing and in the middle of a performance, what does it feel like? How do you feel?
Honestly, half of the time I'm thinking to or saying to myself, don't fall over. Oh, I wish I was kidding. I'm so serious. Don't fall over. Don't forget a step. I hope I don't look ugly. No, I'm kidding. There are many things that go through my mind. I kind of try to just release everything and just go out there and try to do what I've learned how to do.
What do you love most about dance?
The fact that everyone understands it. You know, it doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you look like. I mean, it kind of does matter what you look like, but it's a universal language. And you stand in front of this mirror all day picking yourself apart. And then, you know, you get on the stage and people are loving you because of how you are making them feel, because of what you are delivering to them. And that is just an incredible feeling.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been such a pleasure.
Kirvin Douthit Boyd is a Dorchester native and member of the Alvin Ailey Dance Company. He spoke to us today just before a masterclass he taught at Brookline High School. He's dancing his final hometown performances with the company tonight through Sunday at the City Wang Theater as part of the Celebrity Series of Boston. There's more information on those performances at our website, radioboston.org.
And stay with us. Coming up, as the debate over legalizing recreational marijuana heats up in Massachusetts, we get the unbiased truth about the world's most popular weed. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.